Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Live broadcast the 23rd of March. We've got another Saturday in this month, the Fiver, and we're looking forward to talking to you. So let's start with a guy who's talking to us, and that is Mike Lambert. Our detail expert is on the line once again. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, good to have you, sir. You were on our show, as always, giving some great information on a brand new company that we're not familiar with. I know they've been out there for a little while, but you do the research that's necessary because the detail business is changing like every week.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, I remember the days when there was probably two or three companies that made car wax, and now it's just so confusing, even for me. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of coatings now, and this one does this, and this one does that, and this is the best, and, you know, everything else is crap, and that's just the way it goes, you know?
And as seen on TV, you don't see as much on TV anymore as you used to. They're using the web and your social media platforms to do most of their information, no doubt.
I'm sure you remember too the days of the infomercial and a product called Auri, A-U-R-I, and it was supposed to be the end all be all for taking care of your car, and they would set the hood on fire and let birds poop on it and rinse it off, and everything looked brand new.
And the hood came out of a junkyard, of course. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Those days are, you know, a lot of
long gone.
A lot of edits in those. Units. I'm telling you, a lot of edits.
It was the same guy selling all the different products.
Yep. So there you go.
Yep. So that's how old we are.
All right. So we have a few moments. Let's talk about this company. We're gonna probably take it past the break, so I'll have to interrupt you. But let's talk about the company that you're talking about right now that has you've shown some interest in.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that I follow on YouTube that are really good detailers, and they had brought this company up, so I started looking into it. It's called Glove Box Detail, and it's glovebox.detail.com is the website. They started in 2018. It's three people that run the company. They're all pretty high-end detailers out of Chicago, and they offer a subscription plan for sampling of detail products. Which I think is really good and kind of directed to people who don't know exactly what they want to pick. You know, you go into Salvo's and there's two aisles of nothing but detailing products, and you're like, well, I don't want to buy all this if I don't know if I like it or not.
So I'm lost when you walk in. That's right.
Exactly. So they have a subscription plan. It's $34.99 a month. Okay, and you can sign up for 1 month at a time, or you can do 3 months, 6 months, a whole year if you want to, and you can stop at any time you want. There's no penalties. There's no fees, anything like that. They're real good to deal with. And in general, you get between $55 and $105 worth of products. And when communicating with these people, just to check and make sure they didn't mind me talking about them, they said the average is about $75 worth of products.
Okay.
So you're ahead of the game there. And these are real high-end quality products. You know, you'll recognize some of the names. They deal with a bunch of manufacturers, but they're full-size bottles that come with you, not little sample bottles.
Right.
And in a box, you'll get two bottles of liquids, and you'll get one or two microfiber towels and some accessories. And then what they also do is they include some discount cards or discount certificates for the products that are in the box. So if you get a bottle of something that you really like and you want to buy more, you'll get a discount on it.
There you go.
Okay. And then the boxes will be like one box 1 month might be interior products. The other might be tire and wheel products, things like that. So it rotates. It's not always the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's they also have started a new division called Glove Box RX, which is a refillable system, meaning they send you the bottles. And then the products that you want to use come in a little container that's perfect dilution for that bottle filled with water.
Okay.
So you don't have to go out and buy a $10 bottle of tire dressing. If all you've already got the bottle and the sprayer, you don't have to throw that away. You just keep that and you get a little container. So they have that division now too. They get excellent reviews on online. I mean, everybody that I follow that's reputable loves their company. And they were really good to us, saying that if any of the listeners wanted to try it, they would give a 25% discount on your order. And if you just put the code radio, R-A-D-I-O in.
Good.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Well, yeah. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll talk how we can get that. Okay. Where the website is. And then also some more about that company. We've got Mike Lambert with us. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. So we hope that you get a chance to step and be a regular listener. We'd love to have you. We'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. This is Cher. That's right. I'm playing Cher on an automotive program. We'll be right back.
Brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of men. Her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James," and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room. She took my money. She said, "I'll be."
You know, you go to a show like this, and you're with your friends, and you talk, and maybe you have a good time, maybe you don't. The most amazing thing that happens to you on a night like this is the ride that you have in the cab. You know, isn't it incredible the chances that these guys take with your life, and that you're so calm in the back seat, you know, because they got that glass partition, and you're just watching them. It's like it's happening on television, you know. He's flying around the road, and you're going, boy, that looked dangerous. I don't think I'd try that in my car. That was almost an 8-car pileup. Did you watch what happened on that last turn? Then you're 5 minutes late, you start rooting for the guy. He's up on the sidewalk, you're going, this is a good move. He killed a guy, I'm on time.
Jerry Seinfeld, of course, and his cab enthusiasm. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. That means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930. We're returning with Mike, our expert in detailing, Mike Lambert. Good morning once again, Mike.
Good morning.
You were talking about a company that is like a subscription situation, which I find to be very interesting.
I
do like that. And I think what they've done is they've taken other companies and said, hey, if you want your product put into this situation, give it to us at a very reasonable price and we will do that. And I think that's what's really worked out well. And it's good for the consumer.
Oh, I think it is, because you don't have, some of these products may only be available in gallons. Mm-hmm. So why do you want to go buy a gallon, you know, and find out, you know, one bottle, you don't like it. So this gives you a chance to kind of experiment with different lines of products. And if you like, you know, like say you like the glass cleaner from one company, you say, well, you know, that company makes a really good glass cleaner. Let's see what else they have.
Right.
You know, so it benefits the companies too. And you're getting a discount, you know, on buying other products. And they're veteran owned. The guys that run it, the people that run it are detailers. Like I said, they're very accomplished detailers. So if you have a question, you know, you get something in a box and you're like, well, I really don't know about this. You can call them and they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. They also include very detailed instructions on the products that come in the box. So You know, all you got to do is, again, read the instructions.
Well, you know I don't do that. Come on, man.
I know, because you call me.
You're starting to get on my nerves. You know what I mean?
You call me. You say, how do I do this?
That's why I have you. That's why you're
okay.
a friend.
Okay.
One of the reasons why you're a friend.
I'm
just kidding. So. You're a friend for many other reasons. Many good
reasons.
Well,
thank you.
So anyway, all right, so give out the name of the website again and the code and so we can sign everybody up.
Okay, it's gloveboxdetail.com, and the code is radio, R-A-D-I-O, for a 25% discount on your order.
Sounds good. What phone number can people reach you at during the week when they want to get a hold of you and bug the heck out of you?
Sure, it's 410-487-3980, and you can text on that too because I get a lot of text.
Yeah, good. Yeah, people automatically assume it's a cell phone, which it is, especially since you took it with you to Western Pennsylvania and you don't have a 717 area code or whatever they have up there.
714, man, the 714. Big 714.
714, That's pretty interesting. And DIY Details doing very well.
Yep.
Also, of course, our buddy
Eric,
he's doing very well with his Get the Details and also what's the other company's name?
Get the Details and Dealer Goodies.
Yeah,
they just had their class Wednesday and said it went very, very well. Had 20-some people there, and they didn't get out of there till 7 o'clock in the evening. So that's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So, GTD Auto Detailing, we have it. They're on York Road in New Oxford, Pennsylvania. So it's not far from the Frederick area.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
And they do a great detail job. They put the coatings on, whatever you need.
Yep.
They've got a real good selection of products. And then Dior Goodies is a great place to buy stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely. I think their headquarters is in Mannheim. They're looking at another store in the area, but if you call him and talk to Eric, if you're in the Frederick area, he's out that way with his truck that has everything on it. You can meet up with him and go through the truck just like, you know,
just like
the toy trucks, like just like Snap-on,
exactly.
You know,
exactly, just like a tool truck.
Just bring your credit card, because when you go in the truck, you don't come out with empty hands.
So that's usually the case. It's like it is like a candy store, no doubt about
it. Yes, it is.
All right.
Okay.
Think about that phone number one more time, Mike.
410-487-3980.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being a part
of
the show.
And my pleasure.
Thanks for informing us on that company. And gloveboxdetail.com sounds like a pretty interesting place.
Yeah, the website's real easy to navigate, so and it's real interesting, so take a look at it.
Sounds good. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mike Lambert,
bye-bye.
Folks. Appreciate Mike being with us. It's very good. Mike is a very, very intelligent man when it comes to detailing. He knows the business inside and out, and he also can be a very good judge of character when it comes to people he deal with, and also a very good judge of products. So it doesn't take much for him to be able to use a product and know that it's going to be something that works well for him, and that is really essential in the business. So we appreciate Mike being with us. I'm Dave Sirio. The show is called You Ought to Know. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. It's a pleasure being with you live. This is the 23rd of March, and we're looking forward to talking to Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. We'll be calling in just one moment. We have Craig every single Saturday morning giving us information on what's going on in the Frederick area. And Craig, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Hey, it is. It's a little rainy. Got a little bit of rain coming down, actually quite a bit.
I heard.
I'm sure the farmers are going to like that.
That's a good spin, by the way. That's a good spin when you could come on and say, well, it's not a beautiful day, but hey, the farmers are going to like it. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. It's always good for somebody.
There you go.
You know, it's just like in the wintertime, you have a bad snowstorm. The body shops love it, right?
Absolutely. They sit outside their doors, major intersections, and just give out business cards.
Yeah. So before I get into the events, and I do have something special to say about the events today.
Okay.
Is a buddy of mine called me, and he's got one of those vans that's front engine, rear drive. Remember they used to make them in Baltimore? I forget what they called them.
The Astro vans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so he's got one with like 140,000 miles on it, and he rolled into an event in Delaware, and he said his transmission was slipping real bad. And I said, well, what does the fluid look like? And he said, well, it looks brown. And so this is a heads up to everybody out there.
Yes.
Don't just not change your transmission fluid. Keep on top of that, because and all the fluids in the car, and you can go to Dynamic or somewhere, you know, that Dave recommends, and just have every fluid in the car changed if it's been a long time. You know, your power steering fluid, I don't care what fluid it is, just have it flushed and changed. It's not that expensive, and it prolongs these things. You know, and people just overlook even differentials. You know, when do people have the differential fluid change, right?
Right.
Generally, never.
And the Astro and Safari vans have not been made in Baltimore for years. That plant closed. And that means that vehicle's not young. And even though it only has 140,000 miles on it, that transmission is very durable. But, yes, maintenance is important. And that's what did this guy in, unfortunately.
Yeah, just change the fluid, for gosh sakes. Do what do they call it, a fluid exchange, right?
A BG transmission fluid exchange, correct.
Yeah. So now the other thing on events, and people can find these at facebook.com/Frederick County/events.
Right.
And what I've started doing now is I've started adding some what I call destination events. Like some of them might be like in downtown D.C., like the Cherry Blossom Festival and different things like that. Because I had been just putting events that are strictly in Frederick County. But I know sometimes people want to do like a day trip somewhere.
Absolutely.
So I'm putting some things that are easy striking distance, you know, some of them in Pennsylvania, around Gettysburg, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting some events on here that are, you know, within day trip striking distance. So people, let me know at news@frederick.com if you think that that's a good idea.
I already do.
There you go.
A lot of day trips I enjoy, especially Gettysburg and D.C. I don't know about D.C. nowadays, but anyway, Gettysburg at least, you know. But, no, day trips are really nice.
Yeah. And so having said all that, we still have, of course, all the normal events for Frederick. So we've got a farmer's market going on the 30th. We've got Callahan's karaoke night going on the 29th, and they have their prime rib night that same night. We have Bluegrass Wednesdays at Steinhardt Brewing Company. And we've mentioned before, unfortunately, we've got the overdose response training event going on the 29th. It's a shame we have to have that, but that's the way things are these days.
Mm-hmm.
We've got salsa going on happening now. You want to go and get into the salsa thing?
It may be a little early for salsa. I'm not sure.
So it says happening right now. We've got, and that is at Miata's Peruvian Cuisine.
Okay.
That's where they're having that. There is
maybe want to spell that first word.
MAYTA'S.
Gotcha.
So we've got Frederick Sports Card Show.
Okay.
So is this all kinds of cards that have to do with sports, I guess?
Baseball, okay. Football, so all kinds of
That's
hockey.
Going on. Francis Scott Key Mall is having that.
Okay.
So that's an indoor event. You don't have to get rained on.
Okay,
you got
room for one more.
We've got Spring Fling and Egg Roll, but that's probably rained out. That's at Rose Hill today.
Yeah, that's not going to be a good time. Yeah.
So good. Find them all at facebook.com/Frederick County/events. There is a link from the Frederick.com homepage directly to that.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Craig.
Great show, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
At the county fair, I met a good old girl. As I stood in line for the tilt-a-whirl, she wore blue stretch pants, and around the back she looked like two little cartoon honeydew melons dancing in a Kroger sack. Blue stretch pants, I fell in love with them blue stretch pants. Man, I love them pants, and I told her so. The way they hugged her butt, I couldn't let her go. So I married that girl. We had a couple of kids, and I'd have to say these past few years I've been mostly glad I did. But now them blue stretch pants take more than two hands to stuff their contents. It ain't no new circumference like blue jello and bubble wrap, like inflatable rubber chaps, like new potatoes in a gummy sack, like airbags on impact. Them blue stretch pants can keep little romance if you give them 5 or 6 years.
That's some blue stretch pants, like airbags on contact. That is Doyle and Debbie, and they are a comedy team. They're in Branson on a regular basis, as far as I know, they still are. And a very, very funny group of guys, I'll tell you. Doyle and Debbie. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know every Saturday morning from 10 to 11, and it wouldn't be the same without the dynamic duo. We've got Jose and Todd from Dynamic Automotive on the line with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, great to hear both of you. Todd, it's been a long time. I thought maybe the wife didn't let you come back on.
No, we were out of town last weekend watching my stepdaughter play softball for Frostburg University.
Very nice. Very nice. Are you still playing softball regularly?
No, not at all. I'm joining the old guys club now, Dave.
I quit when I was 55, which I thought I was pretty good doing that, but the back wouldn't allow me to get down the ground balls like I used to, so that was the end of that, unfortunately. But sorry to hear that, but I hope she did real well last weekend.
They had a good weekend. Her team won all four games, so it was great to watch.
Fantastic. Very good. Very good. Well, we hung along without you. Okay, Jose and I, we filled up the time. Let's just put it that way. Glad to have you both here today.
Yeah, we didn't do a bad job, did we?
No, not at all. I went back and listened to it. It was a remarkable job. Remarkable job. Well,
yeah.
Hyundai and Kia seem to be having some serious issues with automobiles. They've been in the recall conversation a lot recently. And Mike Lambert just told me that they made an announcement just recently. I don't have it on my screen, unfortunately, but they just made an announcement that a lot of their cars, they are now stating that are unsafe to park in garages.
Wow.
Okay, so unsafe to park in garages. Why, Dave? Because they could be stolen?
No, fire.
Fires, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Now, I don't know if this is the electric vehicles they're talking about or if this is electric and gas vehicles. I'm not sure. I was waiting to get information, but Mike Lambert brought it up to us. And I tell you, it really is a interesting time because recalls, they're much more frequent than they used to be. There's no doubt about that. But if you look at the type of recalls, things that were recalled in 2024 would have never been recalled in 2010. Okay? I mean, vehicles in the 80s with modules stalled out every day on the road. Your Fords mostly and Lincolns. I mean, you could not go a week without having a Ford towed in because of a module problem in the 80s and 70s. Just couldn't have it, they always – and these vehicles died right on the road while driving, most of them. So there was no recalls back then on those vehicles. And
so when it comes to Hyundai and Kia,
yeah.
I mean, and we're talking about one product line here,
right.
One make. Over the years, they have had their share of issues, without a doubt. They had engine issues, and we know about that. And thankfully, they stood behind them, and now they've had theft issues, security issues. I mean, you could practically walk away with these vehicles if you knew how to trip their electronic system.
Right.
And And now you're saying that their electronic vehicles are bursting in flames.
Well, I don't use the term bursting in flames, but you're right. In that situation, they're having some problems there, and because of that, they're recommending folks not to park their cars in garages. Now, that also can expand to. Then you're going to see a list like there have been on some of these parking garages where they don't allow certain models or certain brands.
Right.
Yeah, that might explain why their showrooms are empty, huh?
Maybe.
Oh, gosh.
Wouldn't that be incredible if you go into a Hyundai or a dealer and they don't have anything in the showroom because of something like that? I don't think that's a
situation. Sorry, we can't keep them inside. I don't think that's the situation yet,
but you never know. Yep.
But by contrast, too, I have a lot of Hyundai and Kia customers who just love them because they're very, very reliable, and they're a great commuter car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there are really two sides to the story here, too. And I will say they have been standing behind their blown-up engines.
Yeah, a family member of mine with a Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Had an engine go at like 190, couple thousand miles, towed it to the dealer. And they stood behind it. They replaced that engine, no charge to my brother.
Now, Todd, if that was Ford, Todd, what would they tell that customer?
You needed to buy a new car.
It's time. Yeah. Yeah, so Hyundai and Kia have really stood behind their product.
They have done a good job. They stepped up to the plate. I just don't know how long they can continue to do so.
But I have to ask, 190,000 miles, what was their reasoning for replacing anything like that under a warranty?
Well, apparently there was casting defects within the manufacturing process.
And they stood behind it. Now, I don't know of any, and I'm not blasting American manufacturing, but I don't know of any domestic manufacturing company that would actually stand behind their warranty anywhere near or past 100,000 miles.
No, I mean, the best story I have was Toyota many years ago when I was working on a Toyota Turtle, the Tercel, and it turned out to be a carburetor problem. It was an 88, I think, which was the last year for the carburetor on the Toyota Tercel, maybe 89 or 90, somewhere around there. And this is like 1998 we're working on it. So the car was like 10 years old. It had 172,000 miles on it. And I called the parts department up for a price and availability on a carburetor. And they put me on hold and came back. They said, Dave, we want to tell you, because if this customer comes into our dealership has a vehicle towed in and has a problem with this, we'll replace the carburetor at no charge. And I said, okay.
Wow.
And I let them know. I said, and before I did that, I said, first of all, let me explain to you. Remember, once again, this car is 9.5 years old, and it has 176,000 miles on it. They said, doesn't matter. No problem. And I said, okay. I went to the customer. I said, I've got good news for you. I said, your vehicle is being towed over to the Toyota dealership as we speak at no charge for the tow, and they're going to take care of the repair for you at no charge. And they said, well,
you know, that's a great story.
Yeah. And they wanted to pay me for diagnostic, and I told them, you're welcome to, but you don't have to. And they sent me a check for like $60 to take a look at it and for my honesty. And that's exactly how he described it to me. He says, I'm paying for your diagnostic. He goes, but more importantly, I'm paying for your honesty. He says, you didn't have to tell me the dealer said that. You could have just ordered a part and charged me and did the job. He goes, I'm taking care of you. And I said, I appreciated that. Yep.
You know, Dave, and that's how and why you were able to build your businesses. And you had a couple of automotive businesses that I know of. And that's how and why you were successful at building your business.
Well, same thing you guys would do. I have no doubt in my mind about that. I mean, I would have no concern whatsoever if the situation came up like that and you found that out from the dealer and you turn around to the customer and tell them exactly the deal and make arrangements to get the vehicle over there. I know you would.
Yeah, exactly.
We do that a lot with our customers here, you know, with like factory warranties that they don't even know they have, like the extended warranty on emissions components.
Yeah, we got to take a real quick break. Apologize cutting you off like that, but give me one moment. We'll be back in just a few moments, guys. We're listening to Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. I'm Dave Sirio. We'll be right back.
Him right now. people are starting to listen to that voice. There's a guy in Texas flew his plane into a building. The IRS building. I heard building and plane, then I heard IRS. I was like, well, let's hear him out. I'm pretty sure I know how that phone call went. What's that? You're taking my house. I'll bring the keys right over. You guys are on the fourth floor, right? Fourth floor?
Is Billy Gardell, of course, of Mike and Molly fame. That's his stand-up routine. A funny, funny man. No doubt about it. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD, the show you ought to know. With me, I have the dynamic duo of Jose and Todd from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning once again, guys.
Good morning.
Good. I was following up a little bit on the story that we were talking about with the Hyundais and the Kias. It turns out the latest date that I have on this story is September 27th of 2023. The reason why it's being brought up now is some of these cars still, a lot of these cars still have not been seen by the dealer, which is imperative, of course. A lot of people don't know about the parking of the vehicles outside. And also, Pennsylvania, which is the state that Mike lives in, Mike Lambert, they were talking about that over 100,000 of these cars are in Pennsylvania alone. And that's why they were bringing this story back up. But it's 3.4 million vehicles altogether because it goes through like 10 model years of the Santa Fe SUVs and the Sorento SUVs. So it's a big group of automobiles.
So we were talking during the break about this, and the three of us had chatted about this particular recall in the past, and Todd had the actual recall and read it out during that time frame. Go ahead and refresh our
Yeah, Dave, we chatted about this, and the dealer remedy, if I'm not mistaken, was to put a fused power wire to the module because it had a hydraulic leak that was shorting the module out and thus catching fire. The interim remedy was to put a lighter weight fuse on that circuit so the fuse would blow rather than ignite.
That's comforting.
That was the last update I had.
That's very comforting. And I don't think any one of us three feel that that's the proper way to cure this problem.
No, you know, and they were trying to avoid having to replace a very expensive module, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be plus $1,000 on every vehicle.
Well,
yeah.
And it may not be just the replacement of the module. You also have the hydraulic leak that has caused the whole problem in the beginning. So that has to be remedied too. So what Hyundai and Kia is saying is that a hydraulic leak is okay, which in my estimation, it is not. And secondly, what it leaks onto, if it damages it, okay, we want to catch that damage first before any fires ensue. And the way to do that is to put a smaller fuse on that will trip. And
So Dave, this takes me back a few years to Ford, and they had a cruise control deactivation switch.
Oh, yeah.
And that was their remedy as well. They put a fused lead on that, and if it was to short out internally, it would blow the fuse instead of catch the vehicle on fire.
And you know, the spaghetti that they did on that was just unbelievable. I remember opening up the hood on a Taurus that just came back from Ford for that recall, and I could not believe what I was seeing. That was a hodgepodge repair if I've ever seen one. It looked like somebody very new in the automobile business had tried to modify something. That's what it looked like.
Oh, yeah, it was not pretty.
No, and I couldn't believe that NHTSA allowed Ford, and also they're allowing Hyundai and Kia to get away with this. What is going on at NHTSA? I mean, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the fourth word, safety, okay? And allowing a manufacturer to put a smaller fuse in to cause something not to work, trip it, won't work, and that's a remedy.
Yeah, they're not really going through the problem. They're going around the problem, and that's always a mistake.
Absolutely. So I'm not trying to slam any manufacturers here, and I understand that there are some recalls out there that could very closely put a business out of business. I do understand that. But you know what? Nobody cried for AMC when they couldn't make it, okay? Nobody cried for a lot of companies here in America when they no longer produce cars because they couldn't make it. And if it happens that Hyundai and Kia have to do a recall that's going to cost them so much money that this may put them on the edge, you know, I'm sorry, but for safety reasons, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, true. They're probably looking at replacing most of those modules at a huge expense.
Yeah. And, you know, then if you're like Toyota and you have a, let's see, this is not the module's fault, though. It's the hydraulic leak's fault at first, correct?
Yeah, that was my understanding. It's a hydraulic leak, a brake fluid leak.
Right. So,
and it gets into the electronics and then thus catches fire.
So
yeah.
You got the manufacturer of the hydraulic parts that caused this, okay? You get them on the hook. I mean, you think Toyota said to Takata, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
that's what you got to do. If you're a manufacturer like this and you have a supplier that has let you down like this, okay, you got to jump on that supplier. And Takata is no more. Okay, they went belly up because they could not handle the repairs that were necessary for everything that they did. So that's the way it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting stuff. But again, if you own a 2010 through 19 Hyundai Santa Fe or Kia Sorento, if you have not had that recall done at Hyundai or Kia, you need to get that taken care of, at least to get it safer. And you also need to contact NHTSA and let them know that this is not satisfactory to you. And if enough people do that, maybe NHTSA will turn around and change that decision, especially if it disables the vehicle's brake system, ABS, or whatever is affected by this hydraulic leak. Something is going to be affected by it.
Yeah, it's important to note, too, once you receive that recall notice in the mail, that's the time to make the appointment.
Absolutely.
At your dealership, because they're geared up and ready to go to service your vehicle. And that repair is free of charge. I want to repeat, that repair is free of charge. So once you get the notice, make the phone call. I had to conduct a recall on my Volvo here lately. Mm. And of course we can't do the recall.
Right.
So I had to go to the Volvo dealership, and I was in and out, and it was for the Takata airbag.
Gotcha.
And they had me in and out within one day. So, you know, good experience, very friendly. So, you know, don't hesitate. Just get out there, make the phone call, and get it done.
Well, I took my 97 Honda CR-V in 2 years ago for the Takata airbag recall. That was the second recall. They replaced it the first time with another Takata airbag because they didn't have anything else to replace it with. And since the problem was age and moisture, they said, well, do, you know, get a new one in there. And then when that became of an age, they said, okay, we're going to take care of it. And then they replaced it with another brand. But the guy looks at me and he goes, would you like a safety check with that? I said, you don't have a single technician that was here working here when that vehicle was new. No, I don't need a safety check on my 97 Honda CR-V. Takata airbag, get her done and get her out of here, you know?
Right. You're just opening the door when you say yes.
You know, Dave, it's funny you say that because just yesterday I had a 97 Honda CR-V in our shop, and it was older than everybody in the building with the exception of myself.
that's what would happen if I brought it over to you right now. The same thing. Exactly. You know?
Absolutely.
Can't find anybody that was alive when it was made. That's unreal. All right. Well, we have I think what I'll need to do is go over the six locations, if you don't mind, because we only have about a minute. You've got your New Market location, which was the original location, but you've got a brand new building there with a six bay, beautiful building located at 10530 Old National Pike in New Market. You have the Liberty Town location, which was your second location, where, of course, there used to be a guy named Todd there, but he's moved over to Mount Airy right now. Liberty Town is 11931 Main Street in Liberty Town. Urbana location, your largest location, at 8824 Urbana Church Road in Frederick. You've got your downtown Frederick location, 11 Bike Court is Suite D in Frederick. Emmitsburg, 20 Creamery Way. Beautiful location. And then you've got the Mount Airy location, which Todd is now out at 1006 Rising Ridge Road in Mount Airy. All of these locations are open, am I right, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday?
7 to 5 Monday through Friday.
7 to 5, early birds. That's it, 7 to 5 Monday through Friday. So you'll find all the locations. A good number to call, 301-694-6250, and they'll get you to the right location. So thank you, folks. Thanks, guys, so much for being part of the show. I appreciate it so much.
Great job, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. Good to have them. You guys have yourself a great day. We look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.